Hey Sheldon, can you hear us?
I can.
Awesome.
Holy
We are now
slash,
joined by our race winner in today's SpeedyCash.com 400 at Texas Motor Speedway, driver of the number 2 GMS Racing Chevrolet, Sheldon Creed. Sheldon, go ahead and walk us through that race and your victory today.
Just started off pretty simple there. Had a really fast truck and just tried to learned what the track was doing. It was on the bottom there, that first stage. And then there at the end, I think a couple of people started making time in the spray. And try to keep an eye on that, but more on what my truck was doing. And then tightened up a little bit. Stage two was a little harder. I think everyone was figuring out the runs that they needed. And the 16 did a really good job. The 88, those were two that I felt timed the runs the best and could stay really close. So I knew they were good. I feel like my truck was really, really fast. I had really good corner speed. I was just a sitting duck down the straightaway. And if you get two good trucks lined up behind you, you're kind of in trouble there. The 88 finally timed it really well and got by me. And then I just sat behind them there in that end of stage two. But stage three was hectic. Just trying to keep people behind me the whole time, trying to split them and make them not sure where to go. It's so hard when you have to do that when the runs are so big. And then they're at the end with the 52 and 13 wrecking each other and getting the lead back. And then I don't know what happened there that last 10 laps. I got really tight, like light switch. I went from being really good to really tight and like the left front quartered a little bit. And I felt like I was in trouble there. I didn't really know. And then that last restart, thank God I had a teammate with me and was able to get clear there, and then I figured I could cover the 16 at least for a couple laps and was able to get the win. So it's so nice being stress free for the next week or two.
Great. We are going to go to questions. We'll start with Sterling Price. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you. Sheldon, first of all, congrats on the win today. And you mentioned how it's going to be nice to be going into this next week stress free. Which is important considering how there's a lot of drivers leaving today pretty angry at each other. How important was it to have a cool head and stay calm behind the wheel when everyone else was getting angry?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been working on that the last 2 years, just staying calm and letting the race come to me. I feel like there's so many races I've thrown away where I had the truck to win and just got irritated or got too aggressive at the wrong time and thrown it away. And when the 52 and 13 got by me, I just kind of tried to settle in and I knew my truck was really good, but I was just trying to work on timing and where I could get a run at to try to get next to him. And I ended up getting really close to the 13 and pushed him enough to get next to the 52. And then, well, they took care of themselves. So that made my life a lot easier when they did that. And that's what I'm talking about. I've been in that situation where I've gotten past like I did and then just overdrove the truck and went backwards. So glad I just settled in there. Just been working on that a lot with Josh Wise. Just let the race come to you, drive what you have, and you always end up better. So, just a good day and executed well.
Thanks, Sheldon. Good luck in Martinsville.
Thank you.
All right, next we'll go to Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Sheldon, when Austin passed you and then the caution comes out, were you breathing a huge sigh of relief, or did you think you would have had a chance to pass Austin back?
I mean, I felt like my restarts were good enough all day to be able to race them, and truck was really good through the gears, and then I was looking at my mirror and I had my teammates behind me, so I felt comfortable even if I didn't have lane choice on that last restart, which I don't even know what he would have taken. I don't know if he was more comfortable on top or bottom, but either way, I was planning it out on what I was going to do with either line. And I even tried when I was leading, I tried the top on two of the restarts and still was able to keep it. So I wasn't too worried about it, but at the same time I was, because I got really tight there at the end when he got next to me. And I was thankful I still had line choice there.
And I think I heard on your radio, I can't see, obviously you have your hat on, but did you cut the mane, and was there a reason for it?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know. Felt raggedy. just, I don't know, looking like a bum, I guess, with long hair and just had to get rid of it. I was really good at winning stages the last few weeks, and I wasn't good at winning the race. So cut it off. We won the race.
Thank you.
Okay, next we'll go with Marty at the ROC Sports Network. Go ahead, Marty.
Thank you. Sheldon, congratulations on the win and berth into the championship four. You just brought up the 52-13, and I believe I saw on Twitter through your radio chatter that your crew chief told you this is why you guys don't panic. Did you expect that Freeze and Sauter were going to take each other out while battling for the lead? And also, did you have a feeling if they didn't take each other out, did you have a feeling that you'd have a faster car and be able to pass both of them if they kept their car straight?
Yeah, I knew I was really good. I was able to drive back to him and get back around the 23, and then I was tight behind them, but I was still pretty fast. And I was just going to let them do their thing and try to time the run. If I could time the run right, I was going to try to get around one of them. But you had to be really careful if you got next to somebody. The top was so good at the end that you'd get freight trained. So I knew I didn't want to do that. And then I was able to get close to the 13 and get him next to the 52. And my plan was just to fill the hole and try to get close to the 52 and then go around the 13. And how I kind of split them, and I was watching them, and then I see the 13 coming up the track. I was like, this isn't going to work. And I've been that guy that's totally done that, just rolled into the throttle and hoping it sticks. And then, that was kind of nice getting the lead handed back to me. And I knew this, I had to be mistakeless after that.
And then also, I just asked Austin this. I believe you raced at Texas for the past 2 years, I think, if I recall correctly. How unpredictable is a track like this? Because it seems like the next lap, anything can just happen at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, this place is tough. This is probably the hardest and my least favorite mile and a half that we come to. But it also makes you want to be good at it when it's difficult. And I feel like the spray has made it a lot easier. Usually it's on the bottom, and you have to be really good in traffic behind people. And it's kind of easier to break up the run, but with the spray, it makes the run so big. And like literally that's what me and Derek are working on all day, is just trying to break up people's run and trying to be unsure where I was going to go. So the person behind me was having a tough time knowing where they wanted to go. I don't know. I liked what I was in here when Austin was talking. I like what he had to say. Just it's fun without the spray, but I feel like it races better with it from a fan standpoint. Cause we can race side by side and the fans love the huge runs. So as a racer, I don't know, it's more nerve wracking when you're leading or up front and you have to deal with so many people. But as a fan, I think that's what they like to see. And that's how we have our job, right? Cause fans show up.
Thanks again, man. Congratulations. We'll see you next weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll take our next question from Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Sheldon, congrats on the win. Earlier this week, it was announced you'd be back at GMS for next year. I'm curious, what's it like knowing that you're locked and secured for at least another year?
Yeah, I mean, certainly it's nice to get that deal done and not have to worry about it. You know, I can go and focus on the next 2 weeks on Martinsville. We just want to go, and obviously it doesn't really mean much, but we still want to score points and get the owner's championship and just have a solid day and get a good starting position for Phoenix. I don't know. They haven't really said if they're going to change that or not for Phoenix, but obviously we want to run up front, get a good lap and set up front for Phoenix. So.
Cool. Thanks, Sheldon.
Thank you.
Do we have any additional questions for Sheldon? All right. Thank you, Sheldon. Congratulations and good luck next week.
Thank you.